Welcome to the CFG Gamecast, episode number 212, a weekly podcast created by gamers and streamers alike to discuss the latest gaming topics from the previous week. We stream a new episode weekly and release it on all podcast services, so do us a favor and show us some love. Like, follow, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the CFG channel, or go to our main website, confreaksandgeeks.com, to not miss an episode. If you want to throw some ducats our way and support the podcast itself, you can always become a VIP member, just like Vicky G and Red Velvet, by going to the CFG.store for some extra goodies. Well, I am Mr. CFG Games. I had a brain fart there for a bit. I'm just like, what am I going to do that? I'm not going to lie to you.
I was like, me? No.
I was like, what am I going to do? It's like Talladega Nights is like, what am I going to do with my hands? Oh my God. I am Mr. CFG Games himself, Davis Green. And with me today, I got my two awesome co-hosts. I got Lex in the second seat. What is going on, my cyborg?
Oh, you know, lots of cyborg things. I missed you guys last week, but I was in bed wishing death upon myself. I am feeling better this week. I did a lot of streaming this week. I didn't stream Monday because I was still recuperating. I was like, I feel good. Let's not mess that up. Cause sometimes I feel good. I'm like, let's do everything all at once. And then my body hates me. But we played a lot of games this week. I started Alan Wake 2 over.
You didn't even finish it, did you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I have not. That was smart, I think. Because now you're going to get one cohesive playthrough.
Yeah. And on Ultra. Like, I love Miss Alcini over here. My computer. She's amazing.
May I suggest a game that you should.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I suggest? A game that you should play on Ultra settings?
What?
Control.
Remedy,
that game is which, yeah,
just got Control back.
Oh, that's good. That game is is 6 years old now.
Yeah,
and yet the game still looks amazing. And I think on Ultra settings, and I think of the games with a really powerful computer, I think it would look even better and stuff. You should definitely check that one out.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a backlog. So last week I did finish Poppy's Playhouse Chapter 3, which was fantastic, by the way. Can't wait for Chapters 4 and 5. It was so good. Regardless of what the group game is at the moment, the chapters are so good, and they're just, they're a blast. If you have little ones, and they're learning how to use computer controls, having them sit on your lap and playing with them is such a blast if they like spooky things. I started Alan Wake 2. I'd gotten stuck in the tunnels underneath New York City, or what's supposed to be New York City, but I've essentially caught up to where I was stuck and figured out where I was stuck and got unstuck. So that was fun.
Nice. That's awesome. Huge.
Yeah, congrats. It was good. And watching it in Ultra is so beautiful. The sound quality is phenomenal. And multiple people in chat are like, God, I thought I had a cricket in my room for a hot minute. Just because all of the sounds, it's just, it's so good. It's so good. Did a lot of gaming, had family night yesterday, which was a blast. I always love seeing my little cousin. Just got a lot of gaming done this week. I was pretty proud of myself. We played some more. Oh gosh, I call it Naked Pee Pee Man, but that's not what it's called. Outlast Trials.
And that's what you call
it. Yeah, because there's always a naked Pee Pee Man in my face. They did an update, and it's really good. It's really good. So.
That's hilarious.
That's the update.
That's good, dude. I'm definitely glad you're enjoying it. My goodness, man. That's crazy. But that's cool. Hey, but Lex.
Yes.
You know who takes retro seriously to a point that he's actually putting it on his camera right now?
I do. His name is
the five-star general of the itty bitty Smitty Committee. I got Smitty in the third seat. What's going on, my dude?
Oh, just coming to you as a blob of brown. No big deal. I don't even know what to say anymore. I hate it here. But maybe my internet will hold up and everything will be cool. We'll see. Things have been good, though. It's been a solid, it was a busy week. For me, I was working multiple podcasts and had multiple recordings and editing. So my sleep schedule's all been just absolutely bonkers. Like I said, Helldivers 2, obviously I'm still having a blast getting up in there. I have jumped back into Destiny 2 as well. I didn't know that they were going to be doing this like segue kind of season thing from Season of the Wish, which has been like 6 months long, to the final shape. So this is kind of bridging things together. So I'm trying to get through the rest of the story of Season of the Wish. So I'm prepared. That comes out April 9th. They're actually going to be doing a live stream early next week, I believe the 19th, to talk about Into the Light, which is a segue season or segue event. But they said there's going to be new story content, all that good stuff. So we shall see. Exciting times. If you're now is a good time to jump back into Destiny 2 if you do play it. Yeah, other than that, though, it's mainly been Helldivers, a little bit of Overwatch 2, and then a whole bunch of just applying to jobs.
I'm trying to
get work.
So if you would also like a Smitty in your offices, please contact 1-800-DUST. Hey, will do it.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I was going. What? Yep. Never mind.
I would just give him a Raid Shadow Legends link or something. I don't know.
I was going to segue into that and then my brain died. So never mind.
Use the code Smitty Needs Work on Raid Shadow Legends. Yeah, I do too.
That's hell. Right. For five booster packs.
For five booster packs.
1,000 gold.
There you go. So it's worth it. So
but yeah, things, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're slowly grinding, staying busy and stuff like that. So really, it's just getting more clients and, you know what I mean, just getting the money that I need to offset the expenses and whatnot. So
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we're getting exactly there. But what about you? I still need to get Final Fantasy VII Rebirth too. I'm so sad that I've been avoiding everything that people have been talking about that game just because I have not had a chance to scoop it up yet.
Yeah, man. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I was playing it this week Well, you said how was I doing? You just said that. I'm telling you, that's exactly what I was doing. Was playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Yeah, so I'm just saying that it was. That's, I mean, it's that was a good segue. Yeah, but it was a. I'm sorry, Smith. but like that game, I have to say, like, you know what's actually weird? You know, I will say this. It's no spoiler to anyone here. But I was like, some of the people are actually upset about Rebirth because they're saying it's too close to
the card game.
Well, I love the card game, but the is close to Horizon, has a Horizon feel to it, which is I can see the similarity, but at the same time, it's nowhere near it in my opinion. But like, all the extra, there's just so much stuff to do in this game. It's not even funny, man. Like, I have been loving my experience, my time on playing it, and I'm like 12 hours in. I'm not even in chat. I'm just now getting past chapter 2, and it's because I'm doing all the side missions, dude. I'm doing everything. Yeah. Like, I'm just going ham on just trying to collect everything. And
plan.
Oh, well. Yeah. I'm definitely loving it. So definitely really, 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 really good. I can't wait till I do the spoiler cast on that here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see. We'll definitely check that out. But that was a good one. Then also I've been playing Helldivers 2, which, by the way, my birthday was on Sunday last week. It was so thank you for all the birthday wishes that happened during that time. And thank you.
Happy birthday,
folks. Yeah, yes, thank you, Lex. Thank you, Lex.
He's 67 now.
Yeah, God damn. But
looks great.
But yeah, so like I've gone, it was a fun experience. Hanging out, having a great time, doing that with Helldivers 2 and my crazy reactions on it. It was a fun, fun time, which that game is just great. And then plus the new stratagems, the new DLC that just came out, the War Bond.
The War Bond. Yeah.
I've been working on that. Those guns and the look, you're looking like, you're starting to look like Gray Fox from Salt, from Metal Gear, with some of these characters, with some of these armor suits.
Yeah. It's
just amazing to me. So I've been loving that. So just having a great time playing that and figuring it out. And also that gun is so good against the automatons. I'm like, okay. Like I found my,
Which gun?
It's a plasma shotgun that I have. That can actually.
So did you go with that war bond? Did you get the other war bond as well?
I didn't have enough for the other war bond. I just skipped that war bond.
I was gonna go with the other war bond.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone has that one.
But, I almost have enough. I'm like 25 away, 25 super credits away from being able to get it.
Oh no, no!
Or, I wasn't sure. I thought the Newest one looked kind of weak, I thought.
No, God. Well, I think this war bond is meant more for the automatons because the stuff, well, don't get me wrong. The plasma shotgun's good against the bugs. However, some of the downsides, like the plasma shotgun doesn't work well against like the armored units.
Like the chargers or the bio titans or whatever.
And stuff. Right. So like, but like all the other stuff, it is great. It like, it takes three hits to like, it takes like three hits to take out the projectile units. And then it also takes out like one hit, maybe two hits on the medium sized monsters too. But it clears out so well though. So I definitely, but the downside is it's only eight shots, but you can reload like 12 times. So it's a good, so it's a good one.
So you're saying I should go with that one and not the other one, huh?
I mean, for me, I mean, well, I don't know.
The other one's got fire damage. It's got fire stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you wanted the fire shotgun, because the only thing that was really good on that one to me was the fire spread shotgun. But but the other two, but the guns on this one, I think are better, especially. If you want to do specific builds against like the automatons, because like I had nothing to answer for the what those things can do, so pretty much.
Said they are. That is true. That they are brutal to deal with, and we know that a new faction is going to be coming at some point in time. Mm.
And they also added a.
We just don't know when yet.
They added a flying bug now too. If you haven't experienced it yet.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I saw it once. I thought I was seeing something. And I was like, ah, that can't be right. And then like I passed it off. But then someone else said they saw something like that too. And I was like, oh, they did add a new unit. So they added new units for the bug.
I wonder if it's based on difficulty.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. But no, loving the game. Definitely love the game. Have been busy with two games and stuff, and. It's definitely been a trip, man. So, and also I just started like a workout regimen though too, and have been and changed my eating style and stuff again. So we'll see where this is going to go, but it's like the fifth time. So we'll see how this is going to go. I've been feeling pretty good on myself on this as of late. Let's see, but I know you don't want to talk about my strategy or Smitty and our strategies on how to take out the bugs for democracy. So let's go through the normal rigmarole that we like to do each and every week. So each of us chooses a topic of discussion in the world of the of video games from the previous week. The topic would or could be a game itself or something that happened in the game, something that happened in the gaming industry itself. So, and we don't want to talk about it amongst ourselves. We want you, the listeners and viewers on Twitch, on YouTube, on Kick to be a part of the conversation. So if there is something that you're wanting to chime in about or wanting to talk or discuss about, by all means, type it inside the chat. We would love to talk with you about it. And we will go from there. Oh, you know what? I guess people do want to talk about some some Helldivers, man. Like, yeah,
I mean, Tesla Towers.
Yeah, well, dude, that's another good thing. If you like the Tesla Towers, the new armor is 95% resistance against arc damage, so you don't have so that would probably be a good reason for you to get it in the first place, so you don't zap yourself all the time.
Well, I mainly use Tesla Towers in defense like defensive things where like they kill the bug or kill like in a smaller area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sorry.
Okay, so let's go. Okay, we'll go with this. Talk about it now. All right.
Helldivers 2 is so much fun. I like watching
Adam play it. It's fun.
Yeah. Like I said, though, okay, so yeah, it is fun. It's super fun. It's too easy to get yourself like distracted in that game. It's so easy. But anyways, let's go. I will start off on the topics itself, the topics, and I want to talk about multiverses. So we thought multiverses was dead, just like the other games and stuff that happened, like with Rumbleverse, Knockout Kings. Whatever called knockout the dodgeball game, can't remember the name of it, but and some other games of service that was happening throughout that time. So multiverses was removed, but apparently that was actually the original plan for multiverses that whole time that was out. It was in a beta service. Now the reason why people thought it wasn't that way was because they treated it like a full-fledged release. they did a sponsored tournament at Evo for a lot of money, mind you. It was a lot of money. I think it was like $100,000 or so. And then as well as they had the microtransactions. You could buy currency and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden 3 to 5 months later, they shut it down. Now the reason why they shut it down was because they were experiencing some issues like netcode issues, some other glitches and some other things like that, and they were going to spend some time to fix it. That time has been over a year, mind you. It's been a year and a half it's disappeared, and it's now out of sight, out of mind. But apparently out of nowhere, this Monday, lead director of the Multiverses, Tony Huynh, Tony Huynh, he was showing that that it's coming back, it's officially has an official release date. They've done some changes. The big thing that they did was they added excuse me, they added certain things like give me a moment. Something actually happened. Let me see what happened. Like I said, so Tony Huynh announced that Multiverses is coming out May 28th. They are adding a bunch of new stuff, a bunch of new stages. They didn't say official new characters yet, but if it's a free to play game, and then I'm assuming it's going to be as a games as a service. And but the biggest thing that I think that the biggest change that they did is that they totally removed the initial code of the game itself and switched over to Unreal 5. It wasn't on Unreal 5 before, so which is a very big change on it. But they also enhanced their netcode, because the biggest issue that they were having was that their netcode was getting worse and worse the longer it was actually staying on. So now, first off, I liked Multiverses. Multiverses was actually a very fun game, and it was a very sound multiplayer game. Yeah. Oh, you did? Why didn't you?
I wanted to play it, and I was like looking at getting a fight stick, and then she went away. I was like, oh.
Oh, really? Wait. Why did you need a fight stick? You don't. Because your hands. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just saying that, like, but anyways, I really hope this game is successful. It was fun to play. It was cool to think. They're adding a PvE mode. They're also adding co-op PvE, which is actually something interesting to see what they're going to do with this. But I guess the real thing was, like, this game came out in 2022, right? May. I am cool with an open beta. I am cool that you called it a beta, but you didn't like perform as if it was a beta.
They didn't tell us though. Right.
You didn't say that, like, what you left that open as open up shop. You left up you allowed people to pay for currency. You told people they had to do currency to buy certain things because it was behind a paywall, which, all in all, I understand it's a free to play game and stuff like, and that's cool because we know that's how free to play games survive. But you knew that this game was a temporary game. It was out for three to four months. And then you decided to say, okay, let's go. You weren't really clear that you were saying that this was going to be a temporary thing for the most part, unless someone saw in fine print that you said that the, oh yeah, we did say it was going to be temporary like 5 months ago before the game came out. You never did. And then like, so most people assumed, oh, once it was done, the only reason why it was gone was because it didn't do as good as what everything else was doing. So now when you like I said, have no issues about microtransactions. I do not like if it's a justifiable reason, I think what Multiverses was charging was very reasonable and doable. But I do have an issue of when I feel like you're just going to just have a cash money grab. You're going to run away and then you're going to come back and do it again. Now you basically changed the netcode. It took you a year and a half to do these cool changes that you were planning on doing on this. But yet at the same time, you just like we didn't even know. We just assumed the game is dead. We did, and now you're coming back, and now you're expecting your community to be just waiting in open arms for the game to come, to come back. There weren't any other things that was going to fill its void throughout the year and a half it was gone. I'm sorry. That's why I was kind of like a little bit disappointed in. It's kind of like WB is just WB, what WB usually does, which is kind of screwing up their people, in my opinion. But I just wanted to get y'all's opinion about this too. Like, will y'all get this? Will y'all give this game another shot? Try how this game is when it comes out again, or like, what's y'all's plans?
I think I'm gonna wait and see. Cause they really got my hopes up the last time. The reason I like this over, excuse me, apparently I'm knocking my desk down, over a lot of other fighting games is the fact that I can see on this one. Like, even when you get launched, like, all of the colors and everything, it's very clear and it's easy for me to decipher, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And that's why I was excited. I was like, I can play this. Because on Nintendo, you know, we would play the fighting game that I can't think of at the moment, and I would get blasted off
smash,
and I'm still smashing buttons. They're like, you're dead, girl. I'm like, oh, am I? I thought I was that guy. I'm this guy. Where did I go? What's happening? You know? So I think I'll wait and see, but yeah, I was a little sketched out by it. Like, I don't feel like they told anybody it was a beta. I certainly didn't know, and it didn't seem like the people that I was watching play it seemed to know that it was a beta. Again, things were behind a paywall. Are they going to get those characters? I would assume they're going to be able to keep those characters that they paid for. Oh, right?
I'm sure they will. Yeah, I don't think they were going to be like deliberately going to.
Right. It feels like you said, very WB of them. So I don't know. What do you think, Smitty? Yeah.
I will absolutely play it again. I loved it when it came out. It's free to play. I never spent any money on it, so I know love lost on me. It was surprising. I feel like nobody knew that it was a beta. I mean, that was damn near fighting game of the year for 2022.
Oh, yeah,
totally like, forgot. How does that happen? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so like, it was a major thing.
It was nominated for a game award. I totally forgot. You're totally right.
They fooled everybody. Yes.
Can't you not be in that category if you're a beta? And
the other thing I read.
Whatever. Maybe? I mean, the answer is whatever they want, man. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, because I honestly don't know like how. Yeah.
That's what they were about. But I also remember too, weren't they like when they were pulling it, they're like, we're no longer going to support this game. We're going to bring it back out, but we're not going to support it. That was a thing, right?
I do remember that.
They had a statement in everything about it.
That's why I walked away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people walked away.
That's why I walked away, because I was like, well, at this point, what's the point? You're going to bring it back out but not support it? I was like, that's dumb and weird. Like, I don't understand that.
But apparently not.
If they're going back, rebuilt the netcode, redid it in Unreal Engine 5, so it's gonna look amazing. Like, it was fun. It's a fun ass game. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. And it was one that, like, if there were people that are good and stuff like that. But I felt like I was decent enough. I didn't feel like I was garbage. You know, but yeah, I'll play. It's free to play. I never spent any money. At least I don't remember spending money. I could see that would definitely, and there's definitely going to be a hesitation on spending money on a game like that, just the way they went about everything. You're right. I don't feel that they were very transparent about the fact, either that or everybody somehow missed that this thing was a beta. But when they were like, oh, yeah, we're pulling this and we'll be back, maybe.
Well, okay, this is what I was thinking originally because you're right, because they made it as if once they were going to pull the servers like out of once they were pulling the servers out from to turn them off completely, they were just saying that they were done. Like they just wiped their hands off. They're like, hey, we got our money, we got our cash cow, we're done. But then I did know that they said that they were going to return, but the way that they were going to return, I thought that they were going to release it like a full game, like, you know, like how it was like a Smash Brothers or something, like, you know, on a console, PC, that's or whatever.
Game I couldn't think of. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so when the full game comes out, it would be justifiable to buy or purchase whatever, because they're going to have all the stuff unlocked or whatever at that point. But no, they're coming back. They're saying, oh, they're still doing a free to play model and everything, like in everything, as if it was like, okay, this was the original plan on how it was supposed to be in the first place. But I was like, dude, you, like, I didn't even think about the Game Awards. It was nominated for the game at the Game Awards for like best fighter and stuff like that. Like, and so, and if it was just a beta, I'm just like, that is freaking insane at that point. But and like I said, I'm not knocking the game, because I think the game is a solid game. I just had a lot of bugs and tweaks it needs to do. So hopefully whatever they did changed over to Unreal fixes those issues. I just wish that they were just not so, I don't even know what the word is for it, to be honest with you, because it's frustrating when I see this. It's like, wow, this is kind of terrible. Like,
because it's weird.
Yeah, because they said that, you're right, because they did make a giant statement like, oh, once it's done, we're not going to support any of it and stuff like that, as if it's
right.
As if it was like saying goodbye, we're wiping our hands off of the responsibilities, and whatever you have, you know, whatever. Right. But I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure if you have a WB account, because the WB does have a good WB ID account when you log in and sign in and stuff, that all your stuff is still there. But however, I just don't know what to I honestly don't know what to expect at this point. Like, this totally got me off guard on about this announcement. I'm glad it's still coming, because I might play a couple a little bit. I usually don't have, I have a short attention span when it comes to these kind of games, but
same.
So it might be good for a good bit, for a little bit for me, then after that, that's good enough for me. So I'll probably move on. And to be honest with you, like, the best time to probably play is the first month anyways, because that's when everyone is going to be touching and messing around with it. And then, I mean, there's still going to be those Daigo level people playing, but for the most part, a lot of people are still having a giant learning curve, especially trying to get back on wheels since you haven't played the game for a year and a half for almost 2 years at that point. That's
true. And fair warning, wants to play me, I am undefeated in Injustice, so just putting that out there. Pretty good at fighting game.
Injustice 1 or 2?
Dude, both. That was the game when they're like, hey, you can't play with us. I'm like, if you can beat me at Injustice, I will sit back and watch y'all play hockey games all night. But I have to play. Because that's all they would play on the console was hockey. I'm like, this is boring. I want to do something else.
The hockey games are fun.
It is fun. NHL, but like, they wouldn't let me play. They wouldn't let me play. And I'm like, we're in our like mid-20s. This is ridiculous. And so I would beat all the boys at Injustice. And they're like, shit, I guess you can play with us. Like, thanks. Like, what do I have to go tell mom? Like, this is ridiculous. We're 20s. Nah. What is happening?
At that point, it's like, nah, I don't want to play.
Right? Throw the controller. Just like,
never mind.
It's like, you know what? You can keep it here. Take it. Yeah, at this point. My God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But anyways, we know
that WB, they double down on live, they said they're doubling down on live service games. So this could be a product of you know, the folks over at whatchamacallit being like, yeah, we plan on just releasing the game being done, and WB being like, oh, nay, nay, this is staying live service. So they had to shift and do all this stuff. I just know that it was a weird situation. None of it made sense to me. And I was like, I don't know what's going on with this game. I just know that, like, it went from being like the hottest fighting game of the year to being like, oh, that's not a game. What are you talking about?
they just need that game literally will need some TLC to the point to kind of get that same kind of level of interest that there was, like, that what it did when it was first there, for to, like, because it's right. Weird because, like, if you're trying to if you're expecting people to be like, oh, okay, here's the game that was so big 2 years ago to come back after it's been cold for so long and then try to get that same kind of community, good luck, because that's not in the cards. Like, you're gonna have to kind of, just like, you know, like you were saying about, like, you know, streaming, like, if you take a long time, like, yeah, once you get that stride and you have a good set of followers and stuff, then you're gone for a month or 2 months, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you have to build it all back up again. It's going to be worse for this.
I feel like they do have an advantage because there is no, we know that there's not going to be another Smash for who knows how long.
Is there even another Smash?
Huh?
I don't know. Did they say, like, I thought the dude's done with Smash completely. Unless
Nintendo. Yeah, he did say that he was done, right?
Yeah.
So then that market is open. They're not going to be creating to that roster. So they're, I feel like they're kind of trying to, they could fit into that niche of fighting games where Smash sat. And, and as a live service, they'll keep adding characters and build up their roster and stuff like that. Like, I think it's kind of smart on their part to be able to, especially the fact that Smash is exclusive to Nintendo. So you're hitting a whole other market of people that don't have Nintendo. No more Smash is for the future. Why not slip in there?
That's true. Well, we'll see. I hope they bring in Courage. I'd heard Courage was going to be in it, and I like Courage.
Courage isn't a WB character.
What? Shut up.
Courage is Cartoon Network.
I don't like your attitude.
I'm just, what, giving facts? I'm sorry. I mean, if anything, he should be in Nickelodeon Cartoon Brawl as possible, since they do have a partnership with Nickelodeon.
Dang, you're right. Okay.
He could, but I don't know if he will. But yeah, there you go. But
I flick you off anyway.
Don't shoot the messenger. I don't know what that did.
I'm shooting the messenger.
But anyways, well, yeah, so Multiversus is coming out May 28th. So I guess get ready if you folks are ready to try that out all over again. So Lex,
my turn. Well, it has come to our attention that obviously Pow World has made quite the mark, right? However, the Pow World dev says that the massive profits are, and I quote, too big for a studio with our size to handle. So, as we all know, Pow World is basically Pokemon with guns. Nintendo has not responded with a lawsuit as of yet. They certainly have the money to go up against Nintendo at this point.
I don't think Nintendo has a leg to stand on.
But a lot of people would disagree because a lot of people that work through the developer of Pow World, which is called Pocket Pair, they've gotten a lot of death threats, a lot of Pokemon related death threats. So
I believe that
the game, yeah, definitely. Just to give us a quick little summary, it launched in January. It became an overnight sensation. It hit records. So far, it's been about $30. I think it's $26.99 right now on Steam. And you did get to use it through your Game Pass. However, if you were playing on Game Pass, you could only play with four people. So a lot of people then turned around and purchased it on Steam, regardless of having it for free, because they wanted to play with their friends, right? So they did speak with Bloomberg, the boss of Pocket Pair. Takuro Mizobi, I hope I said that correct. Apologies if I didn't. Confirm that Power World costs less than $1.67 billion in US to make, and has made tens of billions of yen in profit. For context, 10 billion is about 67.2 million.
Nice.
It's an amount that's too big for the studio with our size to handle, who later clarified he has no intentions of expanding or offering shares in the company. Rather, he wants Pocket Bear to remain small at its current. It's currently only 55 people. And Mizobi says he is open to a partnership or an acquisition, but insisted he has not started buyout talks with Microsoft. Perhaps more pressing, Pocket Bear is in talks to bring Power World to more platforms, suggesting a potential for PlayStation 5 and Nintendo console release in the future. So while it is one of the biggest games and had one of the biggest launches, you know, of course, again, they received death threats from among Pokemon players saying it's a ripoff, which, of course, they've denied. And, you know, Nintendo did make a statement saying that they intend to investigate and address any acts that infringe on intellectual property. But again, they have not done so because they don't have a leg to stand on. I agree with Davis. So if, you know, I was very intrigued to hear him say that because we all knew that. The only thing was, are they going to expand or their talks of this, because they could go so many directions. So I was curious what you guys thought.
I think I said a little bit of before the stream about right. it. I was like, this could be good and bad in both ways. In my opinion, I honestly don't know what that means in direction for the game itself. But my problem, if you don't know me, long story short, I am not a fond believer of early access. I do not like it when companies comes to the consumers and ask them for their money for a game that's not complete. I do not like it. I hate it for the most part, because like depending on how good that developer is, they could easily mismanage that money to come in if they're using it as a runway, if it's using it as a base runway source, or if they're just using it as like an extra as extra revenue for money that they can possibly put into to that deal. Because Steam early access, and this is not a bad thing, it's just an open word. It's the problem. It's like Steam, like there's no like a game can literally be on Steam early access for literal years. You mm-hmm. don't know how long it's going to take until the game comes out because the game isn't fully complete yet, depending on the developer itself. And then Power World is clearly nowhere near being a complete game. Like they don't mm-hmm. they showed the basis of what this game is and what the game could or will be doing, but like as in tone of like direction, story, all these other features that will make the game kind of more complete, we don't know what direction they're going to go with it at all. So now that's what kind of turned me to not want to pick it up yet. I'd say, you know what, I'll wait till it comes out, until when the complete version is done, then I'll have my opinion on it. There's something to kind of worry me, but I'm not good on gaming business. That's just me on the outside. The biggest thing I think I'm kind of worried about is that this game in its beta got $64 million, and like there's a lot of people that were picking up on this. They had they got to a point that they were the largest concurrent viewership on Steam. They were big on the Xbox, specific on the console itself, and there's millions of people that literally bought this game because they just thought the idea was freaking good. But then to turn around to say that he wants to keep the studio small is a little bit weird to me at that point. You know, it's like, you know, you got gold right here, and don't get me wrong, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket if you're not familiar with it, but if you look at the background of the studio itself, I don't think they've ever made a complete game. So I wasn't really sure that if it's I don't know if I should depend on what we're going to see from the studio, or what the direction that they're trying to lead the studio is my major concern of the amount of money that they're getting on a game that's not complete yet. So I don't know. Like, I really don't know what to expect on this. Is the downside? Is where I'm at, because it's just like it can literally be good or bad, but we don't know what. Like, I don't have enough on just to be like, okay, here we go.
I would like to point out that him saying keeping it small could be under 200, so maybe they are looking to expand. You know, in their department, but which is 55 people, so it's one department, but they could be looking to expand to have, you know, more of a extensive people working on the live service aspect at some point, but as of right now, you know what I mean? So it doesn't really tell us much, but
it takes a village to keep a live service game going, but I was gonna say
that to me sounds a little red flag. Flag-ish. It's like, look, dude, you sold a ton of units. Like, you better make a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you better make a full, whole-on game that, you know, and the live service aspect of it as well. Again, I mean, look at the industry right now anyways. It's just kind of, you know, it's just bleeding and lots of cuts and stuff like that. They overbloated. A lot of companies did, especially with that vid money and all that stuff. But so it's not necessarily a bad thing. I like that they're like, you know, we're not going to be like, oh, go all in. But at the same time, like, is that sustainable where you're at with that kind of user base? You know, like, I don't see how you couldn't add. If anything, I think they'll end up getting, they'll get bought, in my opinion. I think they'll end up getting bought by somebody. Somebody will buy them and throw the ducats at it and make sure that the game actually turns into something. But, and we've seen some of their roadmap stuff as well. So, we know what they have plans for, what that looks like development-wise. I have no idea or when that stuff's supposed to be coming out. But it's definitely things to get excited about. But my biggest thing, again, especially about these survival games, I play a ton of them. And I am a person that throws in and will do early access. I kind of like being on the forefront and helping to kind of shape how a game comes out. You know, for me, that's exciting and fun. I've been burned plenty of times, and some of the games have been absolute dog shit, but, you know, it's kind of that gamble that you take with it. And especially as a creator too, like, it's a great opportunity to be able to get in on a ground floor of a game. If you're looking for a particular niche or to be able to get into something, it's a great way to be able to do is just taking a calculated risk. Is what I like to say. And they're not all going to turn out, but I've played a ton of great games that I've seen and been a part of the development into it turning into a full-fledged game. And there is something to, at least on my end, I feel that's like, you know, I got to be a part of this. And it's like almost watching something grow up, you know? Yeah. Now everybody gets to enjoy this now. Like, you know, I like that.
I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that it's very like, I guess I don't. And also on top of the fact, like, I think the big move is what Smitty was saying was like, he won't be surprised if a team buys him out, which I think would be great. If this is a Japanese developer though, right?
Pocket Pair.
Yeah. Pal Jeez. World. Or,
Chinese.
Yeah.
Is it Chinese? I will double check.
Okay, yeah, so like that'd probably be the only way I would really kind of be like, okay, there are actually serious.
It is Japanese, apologies. Oh, sorry. Japanese,
okay, so somewhat serious about it, because like I think that like I said, this is their biggest game that they've released. All the games that they've released, or not really released, but the games they've worked on, this is the one that hit like a lot of people to enough for people to decide, say, okay, I'm going to put down $30 Let me know when this game comes out. We're gonna, and then so I can sit down and watch them play the game. So, but they have, like I said, history wise, they have not released a full fledged game ever. They have not. They have never done this, and now they got this. Now, Power World is easily probably gonna be is now at a level of a triple A title. Their very first like big title for them to say, okay, we got to be serious about this, and we need to put all our manpower focused on getting this game out now, because the game is now money proven that people want this game. So I don't know if they're in a position where they are structured enough to get the expectations of what people are wanting to make this game, whatever this game is, or whatever the game is going to become. So I don't know if I trust them enough to do that either, you know.
All they have to do is, again, and that's the thing about games like this, survival games, like, they end up being essentially the sandbox. What can you do in the sandbox? What can people create, and what kind of fun can you have? Because even with a story, and again, it depends on how much or how frequently they plan on supporting this game once it's like fully released and stuff like that too, because not only do you have to get it to be a complete game, but as a live service, this is the concerning part, is that, again, look at Helldivers. They have a whole thing planned, not necessarily planned, but like they've got a system that they put in place to support the longevity of a live service game, keep people playing, keep people interested, and content constantly flowing. Pocket Parrot doesn't even have a full game yet. So you're telling me they have to finish the game and they have to plan for what the future, you know what I mean? So like they have to simultaneously build out this future content as well. Otherwise, it's going to get stale. You're going to have these huge segments where there's no new content coming out. You'll get to a certain place and then be like, exactly what we're doing right now. I'm just waiting for the next content update. I'm just waiting for crossplay and, you know.
Yeah, but it's only like that, though, too. But
I'm waiting for the raids. I'm waiting for, you know.
Yeah, but Arrowhead itself, themselves, the people who did Helldivers, like, their team or their studio is structured to do that, like, completely, like, they, like, not even necessarily, not necessarily a, that they have a roadmap, because, I mean, they, I don't know if they have, I don't know if, I really don't know if Helldivers specifically has a roadmap itself, but rather, they have the structure in the company itself in place on supporting that game.
It is built 100% to support a live, exactly. That's why they were built, and that's what, you know, again, that's why I'm saying that is a huge red flag to me,
yeah,
about PAL World, is we know we've had plenty of live service games that, what's always the problem? You get the end game, there's not enough stuff to do. We've seen that through so many live service games. This too is already suffering from it, and the game's not even out. That's what I'm saying. Like, that to me is like, all right, like they've got to strike it while it's hot, which is now in a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's the
I got saying. You.
Thank you. But yeah, unless they have an aggressive approach about it, I'm gonna say, hey, I enjoyed it. I get it, it's not for everybody. I love the fact that you can play with friends, although I still think that they need to have different ways of doing that. That in itself is a problem to me. I want to be able to be in a clan but have my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, those are issues that can be fixed. But like, I guess the real question is, will it be fixed, and if it's going to be timely in the process of it. I mean, it's not up to us overall on like, oh, what's the game to, or that we're privileged on the outside, saying that we're privileged enough to say, okay, what's your plan on getting this build, because the game is going to be developed and how it's going to. But I guess the real question is, how is it going to be developed so we know that it's coming. At a point where you know it's coming. No, like, hullabaloo of like saying, oh, hey, we don't, because of the staff, because we only had 15 people staff, we can't make the game that we promised that we're going to do, that we put on Steam early, like, you know, early access or some weird things and stuff. Because, like, when delays happen, delays happen. Understandable. But they still have a plan. They still have a plan. They have a path to all of this. And but, like, they just cannot say stuff like that to kind of weasel themselves out of it. Because now, if whether they like it or not, they have to commit to some, like, what they to how are they going to support this game? Because now they know that this is a big revenue runner for their company itself, and they need to, maybe it's not the creator's initial plan on, like, saying, hey, I wanted to make, like, this. The creator could have been like, hey, I wanted to make music games, but then this one small game is a mega hit to a point that it's like, oh my God. It's like, okay, we need to,
I'd be, like, a fool, yeah, not can to do this.
Exactly. He needs to pivot the company to a point where it's going to be, support this thing, dear Lord, support it, so we can keep up and get that money going.
Like, this is your wow moment.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. And then the way that he replied back about that is discerning to me, is what I'm saying. Because I'm just like, guy, you may have a game that might print money. Microsoft may do stuff, may say, hey, we're going to give you probably hundreds of times more of how much the company might be worth and stuff. You got to strike while the iron's hot, and you got to do what you got to do to pivot to make this game as successful as it possibly can, and make you successful as you possibly can. But when you give you comments like that, it makes people worried. Like, what are we going to be expecting on this now? You know, because you don't seem very confident on what you're wanting truly for Pal World. So, yeah. But I guess we obviously have to wait and see where this is going to go. You know,
very true.
Yeah. Great. So, all right. Well, that was a good one. That's a good one.
Into it. She was like, I'm here. I am watching Smitty. And then Adam coughed and she left. So
he's like, oh,
he ruins everything.
Hey, look, it's an Adam.
Yeah.
All right. Smitty, why don't you close us off? What do you bring to the table, my dude?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. I keep talking about it. But here a couple weeks ago, we talked about Saber Interactive breaking away from the Embracer Group. It went down. It has happened. I just want to go into it real quick. So it wasn't only Saber Interactive that broke away. It was actually, so it was Saber Interactive got the rights. They bought back the rights of both themselves and other studio valued at $247 million. The deal includes 38 ongoing game development projects plus the rights to 3D Realms, Slipgate Ironworks, New World Interactive, Nimble Giant, Madhead, Digic Fractured Byte, and PR agency Sandbox Strategies, as well as Metro Developers, 4A Games, and Pinball FX Maker Zen Studios via options. However, and this is where it gets a little weird too. So Embracer will actually retain control of Tripwire, Beamdog, Aspyr, Tuxedo Labs, Demurge, Shiver. I don't know what that one is.
That's my favorite.
Games and 34 big things. However, though, they're also somehow, this includes the next AAA game from Metro Makers 4A Games, Killing Floor 3 and Teardown, as well as some unannounced projects as well. So I think the Metro franchise somehow, like, they hung on to the Metro franchise, but not the actual developers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of
interesting.
So they have long-term license and publishing rights to all current and for future PC console games in the Metro franchise. Which I guess is with the an existing relationship with the publishers,
Playon, mm-hmm.
Play on.
No,
it is play on.
Yeah, play on. Like O N.
Look at me.
P L A Y O N.
No, not at all. P L A I O N.
Yeah, or playing.
Yes.
Or playing.
Something. I don't know. Yeah.
Peon.
But this is huge, and then we got a tweet here the other day from the CCO. I said CEO. Tim Willits. He says, I've received a lot of questions concerning the status of some of our previously announced projects now that Saber has separated from Embracer. I'm happy to confirm we're still working on a number of titles, including Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2, John Carpenter's Toxic Commando, and Jurassic Park Survival.
Toxic Commando? So excited
about these titles. Yeah.
Wow. Dude.
Yeah, I remember that was at like the Game Awards last year, a couple years ago, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know, you know, we got confirmation that they are still working on these. I'm pumped about that Jurassic Park Survival.
Ooh, girl.
Toxic Commando, I'll probably check out. I don't play the Warhammers, but I know Warhammers have a huge fan base as well yeah, as them picking up those other studios too. So, you know, good on Saber Interactive and them getting, you know, taking control and being able to do what they're doing. So they were able to get away from the Embracer group. I was hoping that was going to include Gearbox. Unfortunately, it does not. So they're still a part of the Embracer group.
Well, for now, because Gearbox is actually, yeah, Gearbox is actually there's something I've been hearing that there's something in the works on the back end about Gearbox buying out their
partnership. I would not be surprised by that. Yep.
So it's gonna be very interesting. It's good news, I guess, because I know the same studio Saber's the biggest studio of them all. I know that, but I'm glad that they got all the smaller studios underneath. I didn't know Zen was a part of was a part of Embracer. That I thought they were always their own thing, because their pinball, they're like Zen pinball games have been, it's like the number one pinball thing to go with.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. No, that's cool. So did they still, are they still officially still working on Knights of the Old Republic? Like with, or are they, is that officially scrapped?
I don't think it's scrapped. I think they still have plans for it, 'cause they retained the rights for that game as well. Mm. So they don't have, yeah, I think that's still in the works. I think the games that Tim listed are probably closer in development,
yeah,
and like coming out and stuff like that. And, you know, and that's why he specifically named mm-hmm. those. I think Coder, is it Remake?
Yeah,
I think that's still in the works. I just think there's more work to be done on that, so they're not ready to say anything, which is smart. Why? Mm-hmm. Why be like, hey, everybody, like, you know, let's make sure we can everyone's actually do this up before.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know. Well, I mean, like, I wasn't really expecting for an update, but rather like we knew that it was shelved, but they never got the official, like, you know, delay, or we're just not making it anymore. That's what I wanted to kind of get, because we still know it's still kind of up in the air if that's even still being made. 'Cause you remember Sony just removed it off of their mm-hmm. list completely. And for Sony to do that, to do something like that, especially when they're putting money inside of that project themselves, it's like, that's mm-hmm. that says a lot. And I was like, okay. But yeah, so I mean, no, yeah, we'll see with Saber, man. 'Cause like, it's great to see, like, I guess the good news is they're not a part of Embracer, but I guess now we need to see what are they going to do with this newfound freedom. You know, or if it's going to be represented, or if it's actually going to be used, or if it's just going to become a lame duck. Who knows? Who knows? You know,
many dinosaurs. I'm so excited. I'd heard earlier this week about Jurassic Park. I was like, oh, thank God. No, because that was my whole worry this whole time. I was like, man, that looked really good. And I'm getting really into survival games. And that leans closer to horror for me. And so maybe, because I love Nightingale, but I need more dinosaurs. So, yeah, I'm going to be the new Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is now me. And I will be taming all of the dinosaurs, and they will be my friends, and I'll feed them lions and make them happy. I'm surprised
that you're not a fan, that you didn't play Ark.
No. No, I didn't play Ark. I would watch AJ Ann play Ark a lot. And she would give me a tour of all of her little babies, which was delightful. I've watched Adam play Ark. He and his friend like putting rocks in each other's pockets, so when they come back on, they can't move. Or poop. That's always funny too. Ark didn't have some spooky aspect. I need the spooky in my life. You know, give it to me. Give me the spookies. And whatever which way you put it, except for the movie I watched last night, because that made me uncomfortable. The whole it was good, but it made me uncomfortable. I am, and Dust said this in chat, Warhammer will get a huge fan base increase when they finally release the Space Marine movie starring Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill
have a huge fan base already, but I think he's right, because you got to think about it too. Like, every time we release new things that have to do with prior big fan bases, you get a new generation that's into it too, right? So maybe they've heard of it, but their friends aren't into it, and it ain't cool right now. But when Henry Cavill's in it,
Warhammer has always been around, lingering as if, like, you know, it has been in its niche, just like, you know, how people who are fans of Magic the Gathering has that, you know, people who play Magic know how good Magic is and how cool Magic is. Same thing for Warhammer. The only difference is that, like, but once it gets into the forefront of, like, you remember what we were talking about Akira Toriyama last week, about Dragon Ball Z is in the forefront, and that everyone now knows who Goku is now, you know,
right?
And then kind of generation, like, if Warhammer has that kind of, if it gets that kind of hit when the movie comes out, then it's like, okay, cool. So now we got people who aren't familiar with the world of Warhammer, let alone Space Marines, to be interested in that. That'd be freaking awesome, because Space Marines in the story is just insane,
but, right? Like,
yeah. So, but no, you're totally right. I totally agree. I guess the big thing is, it's like, we just need to pray to God that, like, I just really. Really, well, yeah, Knights without saying. I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars
fan. I will not play it, but I will play it on Dust's PC.
Why on Dust's PC?
I don't know. We used to do that before. I don't know what that noise means, but okay, yay. woohoo! Before Dust moved in, he would offer to, like, purchase it for my computer. I'm like, no. And I would just overtake his PC, and he would sit next to me. And that's kind of a cute little thing that we've done. But it's not my cup of tea for a game. But at this point, like, I'm really excited for it. You know, I love Star Trek, but that doesn't mean I can't like also Star Wars. But Knights of the Republic looks so good.
Yeah.
I'd probably play it four times. So.
Knights of the Republic was the Smitty. This, look at it this way. Hear me out when I say this. Knights of the Republic was a game that made me almost buy an Xbox.
Damn.
That's when it first came out. I was but luckily I didn't have to do that. But luckily, like, that was the closest I have ever decided to buy anything. A Microsoft console system was to buy that Xbox to play that game.
At my friends' houses, and my mom's like, "Do you have a PlayStation?" I'm like, "I'm gonna go to Julia's, and we would play Knights of the Republic."
And it's an MMORPG.
The MMORPG was Star Wars Old Republic. That's the one that Dust is taking.
See, I always get so confused.
It's from when we were kids.
Yeah. KOTOR. KOTOR is it's called KOTOR is Knights of the Old Republic, which was made like came out like in 2001, 2002, or correct. I forgot where, early 2000s, and then
it's like
and then
eighth grade then, freshman year.
Yeah, the people call this Sweater is the online MMORPG. Okay. So, but there, I mean, I love the online RPG because at the time when it came out, it was the really they pushed a three pillars of success kind of thing. Like they wanted to focus on story for the MMO more than any other MMO at the time, and that was really easy to do because I mean their competitor was WoW, and they had stories for each job class you had, but then the job class stories lasted all the way to when you get to the cap level, and then and then there was end game on top of that, which was really great. Oh. So yeah, and it's still going. I mean, it's still going to this day. Yeah. So it's just a great game. But that was made by BioWare. That one was made by BioWare. So no, yeah, but it really really good MMO.
Before I ever really watched Star Wars, besides when I was a child at like a sleepover, I was playing the game more or less. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing, so I liked the storylines. But yeah, no, I'm excited for Knights of the Republic. I'm holding out hope because I think Dust will really like it. Well, again, not necessarily my cup of tea, but I enjoy watching him enjoy games. You know, like it brings me joy, and so to bring me more joy, please release it. Thank you.
I'm
for selfish reasons.
Yeah. No, it's definitely understandable. So
I like seeing my partner happy. You know. Yeah, I think Smitty will like it too.
Oh, Smitty would definitely like it.
I'm still working my way through The Force Unleashed.
Jesus.
The first one? Talk.
Yes.
Stop. Okay,
cool. Okay. I never played it.
Okay.
I never had it.
How have I played more Star Wars games than Smitty? Let me count the ways.
Very easy.
I didn't. Well, I went. There was a good time where I didn't play a lot of games, or I mainly play just like sports games and mainly NBA Live.
Yeah. You don't ever want to play me at any NFL sports games.
Smitty played.
What are you talking about?
I'm good.
There was a time Smitty just had that 5-year stretch playing Super Monkey Ball. But, anyways.
I worked at Circus City. That's all we did on Friday.
Folks, thank you for listening to episode number 212 of the CFG Gamecast. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. As always, we will be back again next week with a whole new list of different topics and conversations. The only person that won't be back will be Lex because she has other engagements. But other than that, but if you did miss out on this episode, that is perfectly all right. We do release on all podcast services on each and every week of the beginning of each on Monday every week. So there is absolutely no reason to miss out on all sexy voices. Ooh, dear Lord. But anyways, but guys, thank you so much for checking us out. But then also on next week, definitely stay tuned. I got a chance to talk to to a cool voice actor who's going to be in the X-Men 97 animated series. The voice actor of Morph in that one. So definitely stay tuned on that. Yeah, no, it's
nice.
Yeah, so definitely check that interview out. It was really fun and shout out to Disney for that opportunity. That was awesome. But guys, thank you. But once again, this is Davis, Lex, and Smitty signing out. Y'all, take it easy.
Okay, we'll leave. Bye-bye.